Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, April 10th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, although you'll just hear my voice today as I'm preparing this message very early as I have a trip to Baltimore this morning, but we both prepared it, and in this case, into the night last night, Brooksine was working on her part, which is particularly editing my work and then the prayer. If you hear a little bit of the wake-up sound of my voice today, that's just what you're getting. It's just a little after 5 o'clock. Today's message is titled, What Seemed Like Nonsense. The scripture text is from Luke 24:11, the description of the disciples after they heard the resurrection report from the women. We read, But they did not believe the women, because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Today there are many who consider the message of the resurrection of Jesus Christ to be nonsense. You probably know people who do, and many today are very forthright in their disbelief, even mocking those who do believe. C.N. Hostetter wrote, When people have problems with miracles, it is not because miracles are unbelievable. The problem is that they have an inadequate view of God. What is your view of God today? How does this view impact the way you live your life? Do you believe the resurrection of Jesus Christ is nonsense or historical fact? In the face of so much evidence, why did so many of Christ's contemporaries fail to initially believe the resurrection message? More astounding to me is why did the disciples, who were so close to him, has such a hard time believing. They had seen his great miracles many times and had certainly grown in their relationship with him. During his ministry, they had heard him share repeatedly about his forthcoming death and resurrection. This teaching intensified as Jesus' ministry progressed and is especially prominent during his final time with them prior to his arrest, trial, and death. Very early on the third day, some of the women had gone to the tomb. They were planning to anoint the body with spices, but had a glorious encounter instead. Two men dressed in white proclaimed the glorious resurrection message. I quote it, Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still with you in Galilee? The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. Then the scripture says, Then they remembered his words. That would have been the women. Well, we read on. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. The disciples were together early that morning. Though it is not written in the scripture, they were most likely discussing recent events and considering what the future held for them without their leader. Upon the arrival of the excited women, we would surely expect them to receive the news from the women with great joy and ready belief. After all, they had heard the phrase, and on the third day be raised again, more than once. They should have been jumping up and down and shouting, singing praises in our own way of doing things, doing hi-fis, really waking up the entire neighborhood. But Luke records their stunning reaction. It's our daily text. But they did not believe the women, because their words seemed to them like nonsense. These disciples who worked so closely with Jesus during his earthly ministry, yet they did not initially believe, considering the women, the message of the women, nonsense. Of course, each of the disciples did come to believe and went on to serve, and most of them die for their risen Lord. Today, let us also believe and joyfully serve the risen Lord of the universe. A portion of a song I conclude the message portion with today. I know that my Redeemer lives. What joy this blessed assurance gives. He lives who once was dead. He lives my ever-living head. Now let me read the prayer that Brooksine wrote last night. Jesus, your mission on earth in obedience to the Father, ultimately led to your obedience of death on the cross. But on the third day, you defied death and rose to life again. Your resurrected body was identified by the nail scars visible in your hands and your feet. Nails driven into your innocent body by our sinful hearts. For when we were dead in our trespasses and sins, you died for us, the ungodly. How undeserving we are of your sacrificial death and the Father's gift of eternal life. With humble hearts, we receive this tremendous gift with hearts of gratitude and rejoicing. And I add in that prayer, Lord, today we choose to serve you, believe you, follow you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me this morning for this podcast. And again, I did an Awaken Brookscene for this particular reading today. Normally, she's right here beside me reading it with me, which is one of our interesting distinctions in our ministry. We enjoy ministering together and have for over 30 years now. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. On the site today, there is a photo of a beautiful sunrise and a silo. A windmill that I did not take. It's from another Lancaster County site, a local photo. I also have several musical selections placed up. I was actually looking for that song I concluded with and finally found a nice online version. But in the process of doing so, found some other songs using the keywords My Redeemer Lives, and have placed them up as well. Well, thank you for joining me this morning and sharing this message, or whenever you happen to be listening. Anything about podcasting is this message will not only be listened to hopefully all through the day by various people on the 10th of April 2007, but even in the future. Stay faithful to the risen Lord today.